AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. Freezing rain has started falling in Texas as a huge winter storm has started moving across the country. Alexis St. John reports at least 182 million people are under watches or warnings for ice and snow, more than 210 million under cold weather advisories or warnings.
Forecasters say the temperatures will plunge after the storm passes, with wind chills as low as minus 50 degrees expected in parts of the northern plains. At those levels, frostbite can happen in minutes. Where I am, in Detroit, that dangerous cold is already being felt. Hundreds of flights were delayed or canceled ahead of the storm. States like Tennessee have hundreds of salt and brine trucks at the ready as officials warn residents to prepare for days without power.
Despite frigid temperatures, thousands have been protesting in Minnesota against the Trump administration's immigration enforcement operations. President Trump's false assertion this week that NATO troops in Afghanistan, other than Americans, stayed away from the front line continued to reverberate. British Prime Minister Keir Starmer.
I consider President Trump's remarks to be insulting and frankly appalling.
And Sagar Magani reports.
At the World Economic Forum Wednesday, Canadian leader Mark Carney condemned coercion by big powers on smaller countries.
We compete with each other to be the most accommodating. This is not sovereignty. It's the performance of sovereignty while accepting subordination.
He did not mention the president by name. But a day later, the president did mention Carney.
Canada lives because of the United States. Remember that, Mark, the next time you make your statement?
On CTV hours later.
Canada doesn't live because of the United States. Canada thrives because we are Canadian.
The president responded by revoking an invitation for Carney to join his Board of Peace. Sagar Magani, Washington.
This is AP News. A sewage spill in the Potomac River.
Stinky gray wastewater is flowing into the Potomac after part of a 72-inch sewer pipe collapsed on Monday. People are being asked to stay out of the area. Witnesses describe a horrific smell as sewage bursts up like a 2 to 3 foot geyser out of the ground.
So you can just see the concentration of sewage is really high.
Potomac River keeper Dean Nozick.
Going into the river, that's an extreme low flow right now.
Crews are setting up pumps to divert sewage into the historic CNO Canal, where it can be rerouted back into the sewer system. The utility says the spill downstream of the city's intake pipes is not a threat to public drinking water. The Potomac Interceptor was built in the 1960s. The sewage pipe carries waste from parts of Maryland and Virginia to the Blue Plains treatment plant. A forecast of extreme cold and snow over the weekend is expected to complicate repair efforts. Jennifer King, Washington.
There's more news at APNews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.